depending on our circumstances, maybe you could be on operational tour, perhaps working out in the gym, or perhaps just enjoying some downtime. How can our nutritional needs vary or need to vary?
The main thing is to focus on having enough energy for the role that you're undertaking. You know, if you're out on operations, obviously you need to be fueling yourself appropriately. If you're having a bit of downtime or you've been injured, then actually your requirements are going to be less. So it's important that you sort of periodise your intake to the level of activity that you're doing. We've had some instances where looking at recovery from injury, for example, where your nutritional needs might be higher in terms of the vitamins and minerals. It's making sure that not just your energy level is right, but actually you're consuming enough fruit and vegetables and getting a really good balanced diet.
And you can find all this information on some of those fact sheets, can you?
Yeah, so there's 43 fact sheets in the series now, ranging from military nutrition, public health nutrition, some clinical type issues. So hopefully there'll be something in there for everyone, and we're forever expanding that list. So, yeah, there should be pretty much everything covered at the moment, but plenty of room for other ideas. If anyone's got some more suggestions, we'll be happy to compile the evidence and the fact sheets for them.
Wonderful. Now, when you go shopping, obviously, it's important you're doing food shopping, things like that. Just how important is it to check the labels these days?
It is important, and actually the labelling is becoming clearer. So the little front of packet labels, which say about the amount of calories and fat and sugars and salts in there, is quite clearly labelled on the front of packets now. So it's quite easy to compare one product for another, for example, ready meals or a packet of crisps, and looking really for the low salt versions, the lower fat versions. So it's just comparing products across. It's quite easy using those front of packet labels now.
What are the foods to avoid, or is everything okay, but in moderation?
There's no good and bad foods, just good and bad diets, basically. So it's important to make sure you get the balance with enough fruit and vegetables, focusing on your starchy, complex carbohydrates and adequate protein. But it's no point in being too restrictive with diets, because you end up just blowing it out the window and having a binge. So moderation, a few treats now and then, no problem.
Finally, is there a website to perhaps we can, you know, link us up to?
There's a link on the Army Health website, and there's also a link through the Institute of Naval Medicine website. But your PTI or medical centre should be able to access that for you.
OK, Dr. Trish Davey, the Senior Dietitian at the Institute of Naval Medicine, thank you so much, and keep healthy.
Thank you, and you.